Jim Dunaway, Lance Taylor, Ryan Brown, and Rockstar. Live from the Birmingham Racecourse Casino Studios, the next round, presented by Bud Light, is on now.
Another hour of the show. Hey, thank you to the Johnston RV Center. They brought the SEC Roadshow to you last night from walk-ons, and they'll be with us over in Atlanta. The fine folks at the Johnston RV Center will tell you more about that in our specialty shows coming up 4 to 6 Central Time on Friday, and then 10 to 12 Central Time on Saturday morning around our normal programming. And we appreciate the fine folks at Johnston RV Center. Let's get to the headlines quickly before we get back into our college football talk. The college football playoffs, the rankings last night, Georgia, Michigan, Alabama, Cincinnati, the top four, Oklahoma State, Notre Dame, 5 and 6. Mark Stoops gets a contract extension. There's an S at the end, Jim. Mark Stoops gets a contract extension at Kentucky through 2027, waiting for details on how much money he'll end up making there. Urban Meyer says no interest at all in a college football job. Manny Diaz likely to keep his job right there in Miami. Sonny Cumbie leaving Texas Tech to become the head coach at La Tech, according to reports. And then there was yesterday at Jacksonville State, where Rich Rodriguez was introduced as the head coach there. You could almost close your eyes and go back to 2007 and see that guy, 2006, see that guy being introduced in Tuscaloosa, but it didn't happen. So there's been a lot of talk, LT and Brown, about why Rich Rod did not take the Alabama job. And a lot of it pointed to you and Feinbaum.
Well, I don't know how much that had to play into it. You know, we had a little bit of fun. There was a picture of Rich Rod and his wife, and I just made a comment about the hair.
What was that comment? Do you remember?
I really don't remember because I was doing the show with Tony Curry then. So you tell me how long ago that was. That was 16, 17 years ago.
Right.
No, I mean, what was it? Was it 2007?
Would have been after the 2006 season.
Yeah, so six. Before, so 15 years ago.
Yeah.
But something about... something about the hair, I don't know. And then Tony said something, and then I think Feinbaum picked up on it, and then it exploded. But I don't, I mean, you
was it something about the hair and coal mines or something like that?
No, I don't think we brought up coal mines. Maybe a stripper pole. I really don't remember.
Whoa, that was out of bounds by you.
I didn't say that I said that. Yeah. I think maybe a stripper pole came up. Anyway, do you really believe that Rich Rodriguez is going to say, you know what, Reed, I know that there was a comment made, but we're not going to take this Alabama job because of this.
Can I say, maybe it's better after we hear what Rich Rod
let's
did.
Let's do that. Yeah. So Rich Rod yesterday gets asked by Mark Edwards of the Anniston Star, right?
That is right. Mark does a fantastic job over there with the Star.
So Mark Edwards, Anniston Star, who covered that coaching search for Alabama back then for the Anniston Star, and was there yesterday when Rich Rod was introduced, and he asked Rich Rod, hey, a lot of rumors about why you didn't take the Alabama job back in the day.
There was some thought that you'd come to Alabama a few years ago.
Yeah.
How do you view your career now differently maybe than you did then?
It is. It's been an interesting 14 years to say the least. It worked out great for them. They got the greatest coach of all time. But so many things have happened. And I don't want to say that, you know, like this past year was a reboot, but in a way it kind of was. Like I said, I like to think that I'm a better coach now, I think, than I was a year ago, and certainly I was even 15 years ago. But back then, it wasn't those mega contracts like we got these days, but it was still just a tremendous opportunity. And I'm still grateful to even have the opportunity to have to talk to Alabama at the time. But we had West Virginia, our program was in such a great place then, that I decided to stay there. But this is, you know, I don't want to say it's a twilight because then it looks like you're just kind of riding off into the sunset. I view that in the exact opposite way. Like I'm trying to burst through the door and with a whole bunch of excitement and a new kind of vigor.
Well, that's Rich Rod yesterday saying it wasn't any comments, nothing negative that kept him from taking the Alabama job. This is such an impressive hire to me from Jacksonville State.
Oh, I mean, name value wise, and I'm assuming he still got some gas in the tank.
The guy is a great play caller, I think. I think he calls really good plays.
You know, look, I think we said this on the show the other day when the story broke, is I think in hindsight he did a much better job at Arizona than we initially thought.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, look how bad Arizona has been.
Yeah, getting out of them in the New Year's Six in 2014 where they played for the conference championship. By the way, if I did have anything to do with that, I think – there should be a GoFundMe page where Alabama fans each should send me $100.
I agree completely with you. You did Alabama the best favor ever.
Yeah, and I'll cut Feinbaum a little bit of that.
What I was going to say was... I had to take my car in this morning to Vulcan Tire and Automotive, and my wife picked me up and brought me back here to the studio. And I was sitting in there in the waiting room waiting for my wife to get there, and they had Fox 6 on the morning show. And Janice Rogers and Mike Dubberly were interviewing Feinbaum. And brought this up, you know, that Rich Rodriguez has been hired at Jacksonville State. And Paul said, you know, me and some of my radio coworkers back in the day, there was a rumor we cost him the job. So I was glad to hear him dispel that rumor. He said, because I didn't really want that on my head. And Dubberly was like, Paul, they got Nick Saban. I think you did Alabama a favor. So he said the same thing you said.
I don't think that was the cause. I really don't. I mean, I think you don't turn down a job like that because of some stupid radio comment. And that was... not that I'm mature now. I was a lot more immature then. I really don't remember what I said at all. But it did start to gain a little traction. And ultimately, I think some people were really upset too. Because initially, a week after the comments, there were people, you guys cost Alabama not getting Rich Rodriguez.
That's right. Yeah, because a lot of people had given up. Not Mal Moore, but a lot of people had given up on Nick Saban. Yep. A lot of people had given
but
up
I
on
think,
Nick Saban.
Look, this is great for Jack State, but I think it shows you in whatever arena you're in, you got to stay humble, because it is amazing that he went from West Virginia, really a play away from playing for a national championship, to now he's coaching Jack State.
I know. I mean, it is crazy, the fall. And he took, you know, that Michigan job, and I will never forget Dunaway and I were doing Dunaway and Brown back in the day, AM radio. This is how long this goes before we were even together. And I will never forget, I think we carried his introductory press conference at Michigan, and I'll never forget looking at Dunaway and saying, that does not look right. Rich Rodriguez standing in front of that Michigan.
That? Are you kidding me?
I think I'm unbelievable. I think Blake said it.
Dunaway,
I was not the first person that said that doesn't fit. You're saying that was you.
This guy thinks he's
part of our show
everything.
Being brought to you by our friends at Mortgage Right.
When Maggie preaches and reads Genesis, do you stand up and say, wait a minute, God said that?
No.
That wasn't me?
I promise you, Brown. I promise you.
Yeah, there, Jim said
there's
that.
So many things that I used to say first, and now he does it. His aneurysms, his attitude, his personality.
Yeah. The holidays are approaching. You might be wondering how you can make some extra money. Well, our friends at Mortgage Right, they've got a great solution for you. If your home's equity is the size of Santa's waist belt, then Mortgage Right can help you turn that equity into cash in your pocket with a cash out refi. Reach out today for a free home health check to see if a cash out refinance is right for you. You can go online, mortgageright.com/TNR, NMLS 2239, equal housing lender. By the way, Rich Rod was a great coach with Pat White and Steve Slayton. Outside of those guys.
Who was his quarterback at Arizona? Was it Khalil Tate? No. That was Kevin Sumlin. Yeah, Kevin Sumlin had Khalil Tate, right? I'll look it up.
No. It started,
he had a good quarterback.
It started with Rich Rod.
I remember you and I were watching that Pac-12 championship game.
You sure it wasn't Dunaway?
At a hotel bar. I'm positive it was me and you in 2014 against Oregon.
Listen, I'm glad Jen...
I just wasn't invited.
I'm glad Jen brought you to work this morning. I'm glad you're here, and I'm glad she loaned you the quarter zip.
This is coral. You don't like the color of coral?
It's like salmon.
My wife said it was coral. Do you guys not like this?
No, it's pretty good. Loud. Uh-huh. It's pretty loud.
Yeah, I can hear you over my shirt.
Can I ask you?
Sure, Jim.
Do they make you hit from the back tees on the LPGA?
He did not like that you stole his thunder.
He did not, did he? Yeah, Jim's better. Jim gets better about that
You
stuff.
Just got denimed.
Well, I am sure there's an old school Dunaway and Brown listener out there that probably remembers it, right?
I cannot tell you how many times I said that was such a bad fit.
Yeah,
just
Jim
personality
said that. We only had four listeners, and if you were under an overpass after dark, you were not one of them.
Do you wonder, though, sometimes you should just stay where you are, and that was a Rich Rodriguez situation at West Virginia?
Maybe so, but how
no,
do you
No, it was a great fit at West Virginia. You're exactly
really
right.
But how do you say no to Michigan? I mean, that was just, he replaced Lloyd Carr, right?
How do you say no to Michigan after you've said no to Alabama?
Alabama, that's right. I mean, because don't you think that when Nick Saban took the Alabama job, don't you think he was like, whoa, whoa, whoa? How did I say no to that? Nick Saban
left the Dolphins.
Is going to leave the Miami Dolphins, having already won a national championship in college, to take this job?
So the next time a blue chip comes, you're like, God, if I say no to this one, nobody's going to ask me to do anything again.
Bill Belichick's going to take
the examples, because there was a time Rich Rod was a top 10 coach when he was at West Virginia. I don't think you can deny that. I mean, he had that 3 or 4 year window where they were going to Sugar Bowls and they were almost playing for national championships. Can you give me another example of a coach that left that had the fall that Rich Rod has had?
Well, again, I want to say this is a great day for Jacksonville State.
I agree.
It's a tremendous day.
Yeah, I think Jacksonville State fans realize that, too.
Jack State knows they could not have hired Rich Rodriguez if he had made it worked at Michigan.
No doubt.
But who are the coaches that have taken the wrong job?
We have a lot of great music festivals in our state, and some of them are not, you know, as headliners as Rock the South, right? There are some music festivals that have bands that were really popular in the 80s or 90s that rolled through and played the prime Saturday night gig, who wouldn't be at Coachella, right?
Right.
Or Rock the South.
Well, I've got one for you.
Okay.
I mean, Chip Kelly should have never left Oregon.
Yeah.
I know he went to the NFL.
No. He went to Philadelphia first, right?
Rich Rod in West Virginia. It may still be there. Who knows?
Yeah, I feel really confident that Chip Kelly would have been in multiple college football playoffs and would be dominating the Pac-12 right now.
Yep, had it rolling. And he did. He lost his fastball when he left. And I think that's happened. I mean, there's also a few you could say that were better the second time around when they left somewhere and went somewhere else. I mean, Nick Saban, if he had never left LSU, would have been uber successful at LSU. He would have built what he had in Alabama. I don't know if it had been as many national titles, but there had been a handful of them.
The greatest example of all time is Howard Schnellenberger, no doubt. I mean, he won that first national championship at Miami, took a USFL job that never even played a game. It was the Orlando franchise, I believe, right? Or the Miami franchise that never played a game. And the league folded, and he never recovered.
Yeah,
I mean, he coached again at Louisville. That was about as high as it ever got for him.
You're right. I'll go another Miami coach, Butch Davis. You know, the year he leaves.
And he went to Cleveland, right?
Yeah, Larry Coker wins back-to-back national championships.
Yeah, but you look at Schnellenberger or Davis, Jim, and if they stay at Miami, those guys are among the best ever.
That's right.
And almost a Jacksonville State situation. Butch Davis just got run from Florida International.
Yeah. Would not even wear his – we didn't talk about this. Did you guys see this? Last game of the season, would not even wear his team gear on the sideline?
Yeah, I did not see that.
Refused to go out in the FIU gear on the sidelines.
I mean, Spurrier had a lot of good football left in him at Florida if he had not left Florida to go with Washington.
I agree.
Yeah. And they pushed him out. Florida probably doesn't fall off like they fell off.
No, you're right. I mean, there are examples. And Rodriguez is probably one of those. He ended up chasing it the rest of his career after it didn't work out of Michigan.
Yeah. I mean, you can almost close your eyes, though, and see Sean Shivers playing his one more year at Jacksonville State and being dynamic in a Rich Rod offense.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, you're absolutely right. I mean, Was Steve Slayton the running back with Pat White? Yeah, he made Steve Slayton into a near Heisman finalist.
Yeah, so really exciting for Jacksonville State and Rich Rod, who's in town. Part of our show today being brought to you by the great folks at Redmont Vodka and Vulcan Gin. Redmont Vodka and Vulcan Gin.
Yeah, locally owned and operated. Great product. Stop into your local ABC store or package store, including Pink Package in the Beverage Place. Their aim, clarity, and taste, color, and smell. It's vodka perfection. Redmont Vodka, made from corn, which not only makes it gluten-free, also provides that smooth finish. Doesn't have a harsh aftertaste. Also, don't forget about your new favorite simple classic gin, Vulcan Gin, also gluten-free and 8 times distilled.
Boy, Farm Folio chat room. B. Foshi, will we say this of Dan Mullen?
Well, you know what Dan Mullen's doing this weekend? He's going to be on the SEC Nation set helping with the coverage of the SEC Championship as an analyst since he played both Alabama and Georgia. He'll be giving some insight to how to game plan against both of them.
Boy, how uncomfortable is that conversation? You were here last year.
Yeah, you were in this game last year. What happened?
It'll be interesting to see what Dan does with his future. It doesn't look like there's going to be a job he'll take in this coaching cycle.
Yeah, but I mean, you could look back on him and say, boy, he had a kicking at Mississippi State if he'd have just stayed there.
Is this Mechie who'll be with us live tomorrow? This is John Mechie.
No, that's not Mechie.
I didn't think so either. Do we need to...
Who is that?
That is John Mechie.
He cut his hair?
I think his hair?
I think his hair is
pulled back.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
Oh. I thought it was a haircut. John Mechie talking about, I mean, nobody's given his team, Alabama, a chance going over to Atlanta. Let's listen to Mech talk about the confidence.
I'm extremely confident. I think we're concerned about ourselves more and playing our best brand of football, knowing that we're going against a really good defense. But also, I think we go up against one of the best defenses every day. I think, just like I said, on offense, it's just playing our best brand of football.
Well, I mean, he's had a lot of good games. I don't think he it's hard to find one better than the one he had at Jordan-Hare Stadium the other night when it was on the line.
Well, he's an Iron Bowl hero, and I don't know that you will – I don't know that he's ever had a game where he had to have a better game.
Yeah.
Right?
No, once Jameson went out, but, you know, early
and Brian
on –
And Robinson.
You know, people were talking about alligator arms on Metchie. Yep. Just a couple of plays, but he made huge plays at the end. That two-point conversion – you know, it was such a great matchup with him and McCreary.
Yeah, but he that two-point conversion, he gives credit to Bryce Young, right?
Yeah, I thought, you know, I went back and watched it, and it'll be interesting to talk to him tomorrow to ask this, because I think what was said in the postgame is that the play was called from the sideline, and Bryce basically told him, run this route, it's coming to you.
Yeah.
And
so it wasn't a play that was called from the sideline. He says, you've got that. If you've got the one-on-one,
boy,
run this
he
route.
He ran it because McCreary was shook.
But, I mean, Danielson, and I went back and watched it because I was standing on the field at the time just to get a better view of it. And Danielson said it best. He's like, you don't defend that one. I mean, like, Deion Sanders doesn't defend that.
Yeah, no.
I mean, how do you defend it?
You have to cut him off from going to slant.
You got
to
know where he's going.
Well, Lance, the one thing you cannot allow there is him to get inside. You cannot allow that. You cannot allow him to get inside and let Bryce Young throw a slant to him. So, I mean, that's what McCreary, he's got to take that away and just hope that the pass gets batted down or Bryce Young makes a bad throw.
Kirby Smart gets asked this week about, you know, getting that Nick Saban jinx off his back. And this is how Kirby responds to that.
He's got really good players. I mean, isn't that what it about? That's what it's about. I always defer to the players in terms of games. I mean, people have just talked about our defense a lot this year, but it's really about the players. It's not about Coach Lanning or myself. It's about the players. And I've got immense amount of respect for Nick and the job he's done and what he's done in Alabama the time I was there and since I've left. But he'll be the first to admit it's the phone calls Monday through Thursday and the official visits Saturday and Sunday that get the job done in terms of the players. But it does take a complete organization and great leadership, and he's provided that.
Did he take some funk off that podium?
Yeah, it's like he got the dust off, didn't he?
A little booger there.
He looked at it too.
It's their last national championship.
Pull
trophy.
That back, Rocky.
Yeah, they're going to have such the best podium after they win this national championship. That's what he's thinking. He's like, we are never going to have this kind of dust build up again.
That's right. How is this happening in Georgia?
We're going to be able to afford all the pledge.
Uh huh.
Lemon scented even here at
sees
Georgia.
It right here.
Here we go.
Sees it. Picks it off. What is that on my finger?
Brown disagrees. They win the national championship. Oh, highest paid coach in football.
Lance,
it's got to be.
Not even close.
I wish we had never done this draft. All Lance cares about now is how much Mark Stoops and Kirby Smart are going to get paid.
Don't forget about Pat Narduzzi. Still in that Notre Dame mix.
One guest. Who was the guest yesterday that mentioned Pat Narduzzi to Notre
Marcello.
Dame? Marcello. You should. Marcello was up on the screen. I wish the viewers could have seen Lance's face when he did it.
Well, it was a brilliant call on his part. I mean, Narduzzi's been buried at that crap program that's Pitt.
He really has been. He's a good coach.
Troy says, I saw reports where Mullen is meeting with Brian Harsin. I will give you Lance's right testicle if Dan Mullen is the OC down at Auburn.
Offering that up.
To go back to the first segment.
So what do you think
today?
Mullen's next move is?
It is not to be the OC at Auburn.
No. I mean, what do you think it is?
I don't know.
It would be a bigger OC job.
It's going to be a year off if he is.
Be smart.
You think he thinks he can be a head coach again immediately almost? Take a year off and then wait and see what happens.
Maybe.
I think I can sell that.
He's a pretty confident guy.
Give me the type of job you see him getting as a head coach next.
I would have said like Arizona if we're going back to Rich Rod. You know, it's a weird fix. It's West Coast, but Chip Kelly did it.
Yeah. Listen, I think it was self-inflicted in Gainesville.
Right.
I don't think it was anything football-wise. Mm-hmm. I think it was all personality-wise. So that is a fixable trait. The guy can coach, and if he surrounds himself with the right recruiters.
Oh, I don't know if I agree with you, Jim. Yeah. Now, I think he can coach, but I don't – sometimes – how old is Dan Mullen? I don't know that that's a fixable trait at that point. You say that?
Well, sometimes I do believe people can change, Brown. I think that you can be humbled that you just lost this job because of your personality.
Like, can I give you a compliment that you will not take as a compliment?
Oh, sure, go ahead. I have changed my personality a lot. Yes, tremendously. That's my point.
Yeah, your personality is different than it was.
And you've changed a lot, too.
See, I knew he couldn't take the compliment. I knew he couldn't do it.
I mean, you used to be very happy going through drive-thrus, and now it's only 5-star restaurants for you. So hard to find a place for you to eat on game days now. It's got to come Yelp recommended, or we can't eat there anymore.
So let me give you the backstory.
It's okay.
We walked across Auburn to go to Acre. I just don't believe, like, if you're in a town where you don't normally go, and I'm not in Auburn a ton, I believe you find the best restaurant in that town. You don't eat at a chain that you can get anywhere else.
And I said, I agreed with you. I walked
across Auburn. We walked from the stadium to Acre.
My only problem was, because I love Marty Smith to death, but we finish doing our commitment to OutKick.
This is on me.
Right?
Yeah.
And we're at Sky Bar.
Right.
Those that, you know, downtown Auburn.
Right.
Basically Toomer's Corner.
Correct.
Marty Smith is on SEC Nation. Other side.
Of Jordan-Hare.
Over near Beard Eves. Right?
Right. And Marty had texted me and said, I would like for you guys to come by and see me after the show. And I said, yeah, Dunaway and I have a commitment. We'll come by there.
So we walk from Sky Bar to the other side of Jordan-Hare Stadium to where Beard Eves is.
That is right.
Hefty walk. Mm-hmm. And we're parked downtown, so we knew we were going to walk that anyway. So we get on the other side, and Brown's like, you know what? He's talking Eastern time. It's Central time. He's already left.
I 100% did this. Yeah. That is and totally
like,
me.
Well, here we are on this side of the stadium. There's no food or anything. We were just by all the restaurants. Where do you want to eat? And he says, I've always wanted to eat at Acre.
I want to go back to Acre.
And I was like, I've always wanted to eat at Acre. Yeah. Let's go eat at Acre. Where's Acre? It's back where we parked.
Yes, back where we were.
Yeah. And they closed an hour ago.
Yeah, no, it doesn't open till 11.
Wait, is it impossible to get an Uber?
On a game day, yeah.
And a lot of streets are blocked, especially where we are. So we walk, 23 minutes to
back
Acre. Back to Acre.
Was it worth it, Jim?
Me in boots.
Yeah, it was worth it. Okay.
But then at that point, Rockstar, I got to finish and then be back over at Beard Eves, where SEC Nation was, for CBS 42. So I was at Sky Bar, walked to where I needed to be, walked back to Acre, and then back to do 2 hours of television without sunscreen.
Okay. Let me ask you this. A couple of things. I mean, do they not have the golf carts rolling around?
Not really, not like in Tuscaloosa.
And why wouldn't Marty still meet you somewhere?
Because he had already gone.
He'd already left.
What Marty said was, hey, I'd love to see you guys.
Left campus?
Yeah.
He was on a jet.
But he had told me 10:15. We were done with OutKick at 10. And I said, can we be to the other side of Jordan-Hare by 10:15? Dunaway said, yeah. I said, well, Marty said he wanted us to come see him. And then literally as we're walking up, I said, hey, you know what, Jim? I bet he was talking Eastern time. He's already gone.
He was.
Yeah.
88 out the gate. All right. When we come back, Rockstar is viewing menu and a lot more college football and stories from the past.
I love them.
Yeah. It's all right here on the next round.
Follow Brownie on Twitter and Instagram at Ryan Brown Live.
Hey, Lance Taylor from the next round to tell you about my friends at Michelson Laser Vision, located conveniently UAB Highlands. Almost 20 years ago, I went in for the procedure. Only took 12 minutes for both eyes. When I went in, I had 20/200 vision. I was legally blind. Now I have 20/15 vision, still 19 years later. Make the call today. Schedule a hassle-free consultation. 969-8100. Dr. Mark Michelson, Dr. Jen Michelson, Michelson Laser Vision. Make sure you tell them the next round sent you. 969-8100 or MichelsonLaserVision.com.
Banking is not just about your money. It's about you. It's about getting help with what you need when you need it. Ryan Brown here for the next round. AmFirst was founded for members like you, and they've been putting those members first since 1936. Putting you first means service that grows and changes with the times to serve you better. Now every bank has their own app, but that's just it. It's theirs, not yours. The AmFirst app was made for you. So it's easy to pay bills, deposit checks, or transfer money to friends and family from anywhere. It's even customizable, which means you can personalize your dashboard, create usage alerts, and redeem points for rewards that will make you feel like the number one priority you are. And you can do it all on your own time. So what are you waiting for? Get the app made for you from AmFirst. Visit any AmFirst location or amfirst.org today. America's first federal credit union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hey, Lance Taylor from the Next Round to tell you about our friends at Vulcan Tire and Automotive. Four great locations right here in Birmingham. The team at Vulcan Tire and Automotive, they feel it's important for you to know they don't employ any salespeople or technicians that are incentivized with your commissions. When you are getting your vehicle serviced, the team is only incentivized to take care of you and your vehicle. That doesn't happen everywhere, but it does happen at Vulcan Tire and Automotive. Again, four locations right here in Birmingham: Hoover, Moody, Trustful, and Gardendale. For more information, Vulcan Tire and auto.com. Hey, Lance Taylor from the Next Round. As you guys know, the team at Hempel Services are my go-to guys for all things heating and cooling. Recently, a unit went out in the house. Of course, Hempel were the guys I called. Always professional, always courteous. Hempel Services, they've been serving Birmingham since 1954. They're who Birmingham trusts. They're who I trust to do the job right and at a fair price. Hempel Services, independent train dealer, and they service all makes and models for all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. Do what I do. Call Hempel Services. It's hard to stop a train. Do it now. 205-222. 229-2090. That's 229-2090.
What are some signs that you may have a low testosterone problem? Is your energy down? Have your workouts not been the same? Do you have problems sleeping? All of these or one of these could be a sign of a low testosterone issue. Whatever the challenge, the Alabama Men's Clinic has a solution for you. I'd invite you to come by the Homewood location, get a medical consultation and some blood work. And if you're medically advised and you start your low T treatments that day in the office, your visit is free. Well, the next question would be this: how do I set up the appointment? You can do it two ways. One, by calling 205-598-7000. That's 205-598-7000. Or you can go to the website, alabamamensclinic.com. There's other signs that you could have a low testosterone problem, like a change in your libido, or maybe you're suffering from depression. Whatever is keeping you from feeling 100%, it's time you find out the answer. Again, call the number, 205-598-7000. 7,000, or go online to alabamamensclinic.com.
Stop by the New York Butcher Shop and pick up the finest in certified Angus prime beef steaks and burgers, premium pork chops, ribs, and all-natural chicken cut to order just for you. Their chef-prepared entrees and side dishes are the perfect dinner-to-go choice for your family and are ready to heat at home. With a great selection of fine wines and desserts, the New York Butcher Shop is your one-stop dinner shop. Two locations to serve you: Cahaba Heights and on Highway 119 in Greystone. The New York Butcher Shop. Rare quality. Well-done service. Hey, for the best pizza in Birmingham for lunch or dinner, make it Slice. Go see the Bajaya brothers, Jeff, Jason, and Chris. Slice Pizza and Brew is as local as you can get, from the ingredients that go into every pizza to the beer on tap. Two great locations, Lakeview and Vestavia.
This hour of the Next Round is presented by Excalibur Services, a name you can now trust for all your plumbing needs. Call 205-718-8688 for all your residential HVAC, electrical, and now plumbing needs. Excalibur Services, Alabama License 15214.
The real estate market is crazier than it's ever been before. I'm Jim Dunaway, and my friends at ERA King have 52 years of experience, over 200 agents, and they're opening new offices right now in Homewood, Vestavia, and Huntsville. ERA King has state-of-the-art offices and the most innovative tools in the business to help you. Text the word MOVE to 35260 to get started. That's the word MOVE, M-O-V-E, to 35260. ERA King Real Estate, growing to serve you.
Appreciate all the comments in the Farm Folio chat room. Bama JT2 with the compliments on the show. T. Ciatello likes being able to see us. And JW7175 says, always heard about JD's awkwardness for years, but having the visual is fire. I assume that's fire. That's an explosion. It's fireworks.
Now, this man, there's fireworks.
You're more awkward viewing wise.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
You get to see the mannerisms. I sound professional, just my voice, but right. I actually see how awkward I look talking.
That's what people tell me, man. They're like, he sounds professional. Is he awkward when you see him in person?
Yeah, yes. Very much so. Yeah.
Shit, just man, maybe one day you'll see for yourself.
Just doing things with my fingers when I get nervous. It happens all the time. Rockstar's View Menu is brought to you by our friends at New Life Art.
Yes, bringing you memorable sports moments by Daniel A. Moore for over 40 years. Call for more information, 1-800-735-2787, or you can view his incredible work. Go to danielmooreart.com.
It's a music theme tonight. 6 p.m. on Reels, you got a documentary on Axl Rose, Guns N' Roses frontman.
I could watch that. I didn't realize You know, when I saw Axl, you know, as a kid growing up and loving Appetite for Destruction, saw them open for Motley Crue, and I've had the opportunity to see him multiple times. He always struck me as the guy, you heard they had drug problems. I didn't know he was the sober one.
Axl really? Rose was?
Oh, yeah.
That's surprising.
And it was Slash that had the major, major heroin problems.
Yeah, he, well, also the thing with Axl is if you have an interview scheduled with him, how long would y'all wait for him? If I said, hey, Axl's going to be on in person at 9 a.m. tonight, today, how long would you wait for him? Because he's notoriously late. Sometimes people have waited for him for 5 hours.
No.
It's just when I want to come.
Now that you bring that up, I had a story told to me yesterday about one of our former, we'll call them colleagues, and you got to come in here and break it. I got to tell you guys this story. You guys are going to die.
Former colleague?
You guys are going to die.
Cannot wait.
All right. And then.
But by the way, Axl was like abused by his father and stuff. Kind of a sad story. Yeah. He's from Indiana.
Well, this sounds interesting.
Yeah, it'd be a good documentary.
He's had a life, man. Then 8:30 on E, you got a new episode of Clash of the Cover Bands. Tonight, the two cover bands are Depeche Mode and Poison.
Ooh. Poison, you could replicate that. Depeche Mode would be difficult,
I think. Well, I think a lot of people don't. I can hear you. I've never seen Depeche Mode. Like, the guy doesn't do anything that's like, wow, it's like, that's hard to emulate to do this guy. But
such
I can understand
a
Poison
sound.
With Brett Michaels to have long blonde hair. And
you think he's going to be hard to pull off the look?
CC DeVille.
Yeah, well, CC talks like this now.
And Ricky Rocket.
King of Alex says on your viewing menu, he watched Beatles Get Back and gives it a 10 of 10.
Really?
Yep. We tried to watch it Friday night. The first episode's like 2.5 hours long. And it's really interesting, the beginning. But the thing is, it is essentially, if you've ever been in a band practice, what a band practice is, or a rehearsal, is there's always somebody playing something. Like, if I'm talking to Donnie about something, and Lance is over there banging on drums, and it's like, hey, Lance, for a second, and then Brown starts just wailing on his guitar. Brown, just for a second, Jim and I are trying to figure this last line out, and then it's just, oh, I'm sorry, and then the bassist just starts drinking. That's what it is.
Like, it's chaos. Like, yeah. So my junior year in college, one of my roommates was in a band, and they decided to practice at our house a couple of times.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you think I like that?
Not at all.
Did the lock hit?
I mean, it was just racket, and there was like no format, no organization.
No, it's like if you'll go through a song and like whoa, right there. I didn't hear it right there. Well, right there we really need to hit this part because this is one of the most important parts of the song.
That's how bands break up.
Oh, because it's our arguing constant. Because like you always have to be right, don't you? It's not an E, I swear. Nothing.
You're on thin ice today, buddy. Let me tell you.
Anything else, Rocky?
Oh, no, that's it. That's what rocks. Got the 7 p.m. on NBC. You got the 89th annual Christmas in Rockefeller Center, which Dunaway thinks is too small.
Yeah, they'll light the very small tree, relatively speaking, to the
just
tall buildings.
Switch, right? Yeah.
That's just a high kick, though, man.
Yeah. It is a high kick. Yeah. It is a high kick. All right, so that's what Rockstar is watching, brought to you by our friends at New Life. We appreciate them so much being with us this college football season. I wanted to bring up the exit from Notre Dame from Brian Kelly, because he is getting slammed. I don't know if he's getting slammed for one thing that we'll talk about, but one, he's getting slammed from what is reported to be a 2-minute to 4-minute goodbye to his team. Now, the guy went all the way back from Baton Rouge to South Bend, and I know he didn't do it in a covered wagon, but he went back to meet his team face-to-face after sending him a text the night before, say, hey, 7 o'clock tomorrow morning, let's all meet. And there were people blasting him that it was a 2-minute goodbye speech, and he didn't take questions and left. Some say it was 4 minutes.
It's 3:38. The video has now leaked.
Okay.
Ross Dellinger of SI has the video, and it's timed it at 3:38 because nothing is sacred anymore.
Yeah, so a player shot the video.
Right. Well, the video is shot at the floor, so you don't see Kelly, but you can hear him.
Yeah, so I read the transcript, and there's nothing more the guy could say, you know. He wishes them well, hopes they go on and win the national championship, thinks they're one of the four best teams. I'm paraphrasing here, not word for word, but he says, you know, I've been here 12 years. You come to a point in your life, you want to do a new challenge. We felt like this was an opportunity for me and my family to go to do a new challenge. I mean, how can you blame him for that? I mean, you're not committed to a school forever when you take a job.
That is right. And there is no win in this, by the way.
No.
Like, if Kelly just zoomed him, he would have gotten killed for doing that. He got killed for sending the text when the story started to break. He got killed for not taking questions, making it too short of a speech. You're going to get killed no matter what.
Yeah.
And I think you just can't, Lance, if you're one of these coaches, you just can't expect that you're going to leave on good terms. It's just not going to happen that way.
Yeah, I mean,
there's always going to be hurt feelings.
But what more could this guy do except do what he did?
I mean, you saw what happened with Lincoln Riley, where Trader was put up on like monuments throughout the campus in Norman.
The guy did nothing but win games for you. You're just, Jim, you're just, if you're Brian Kelly, and I guess you think, boy, I'm going to be able to leave on good terms. I did so much for this university.
Yep.
These people actually like me. I recruited all these kids. I coached my tail off for them. I did everything I could for them.
And that's what he says, Brown.
They're going to get pissed, man. That's just the only way it's going
to
go.
I recruited virtually everybody in this room. I want to be able to tell you face-to-face while we're at where we're at. That is very simply that the past 12 years have been the most incredible 12 years of my life for me and my family being here at Notre Dame. It's magical what we've been able to build with the most incredible student athletes, the ones that I'm looking at right now.
Doesn't matter. You could have said, and by the way, on the way out the door, you're getting stacks of $100,000 each, and everybody would have still gotten upset. It's just the way these things are going to go.
Jack's going to hire you an unbelievable coach. You guys are one of the four best teams. I hope you get in the playoffs. You deserve it to be a national champion. But me and my family felt like it was time for us to go there. And listen, we never really consider ourselves journalists, for sure.
No.
We're on the fringe of being media members or not media members.
We're certainly entertainers, or at least
we claim to be entertainers.
That's what we try for.
For a guy, and I didn't even know this had happened until Brown pointed it out this morning. For a guy to have a photo, Brown, tell me that story again, and for our viewers and listeners.
So this was the sports photographer at the South Bend Tribune.
Do we have the picture?
I can.
Forrester has the picture. It's
okay. Scott? Okay, yeah. So this is the photo. For those that are on video with us, this is the photo. This is the sports photographer of the South Bend Tribune.
Can you tell what Brian Kelly's about to say?
Yeah. So this guy says, I have been holding this photo for 8 years. I've been sitting on this photo, and now that he's gone, I'm going to release it. This was Brian Kelly on the sideline after a Tommy Rees fumble in the red zone. And this guy, I mean, he positions this like he's releasing...
Yeah, like Donald Trump making out with Kim Kardashian in the nightclub.
Yes.
I mean, if
I was not going to go there, but
if
that's
you're
what
sitting on an eight-year photo of something like that, you've got a bombshell. What in the hell is this?
I think I should have burned.
I mean, if he's skinny dipping with a mascot, maybe you've said on that since 2013.
If you can lip read, which most of us can, when you're watching a game, this guy is nonstop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's flipping a bird. Well, the most iconic rock and roll picture of all time is Johnny Cash flipping double birds.
That's right.
Eli Manning did double on Monday Night Football this year.
T. Bob Hebert did it to us, and you guys loved it. Yeah. I mean, I'm like, this is, first of all, you just assume that's what that is. I mean, he could have been doing, it could have been mid-motion or something like that. I mean, I don't know that he's even firing a bird off at Tommy Rees.
Well, the fact that he's about to drop the F-bomb, too, at the same time. I mean, I've stubbed my toe and shot a bird at the... at the coffee table before.
Don't you feel like an idiot, though, when you react that way? You're like, why am I hitting an inanimate object? It had nothing to do with
it. Cuss it all the time.
I do, too. I feel really awkward
talking
to the dogs like they understand me.
This guy thought he had a complete gotcha photo. Let me see if I can find the tweet to read you the tweet, the way the guy positioned this.
Oh, I mean, please, guy. GTF.
It's going to be in Time Magazine, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you would have thought.
I mean, like, that's going to... He's just... there are no words for this. So, and listen, I am not a Brian Kelly fan, and now he's going to LSU, where he's going to play Alabama every year and Auburn every year, unless they potted up something differently.
Here you go. Brian Kelly photo I shot on the sidelines during the November 2, 2013 Notre Dame-Navy football game. Yes, it's real.
No, really?
The gesture was made on his own sideline immediately following a Tommy Rees turnover in the red zone. I've kept it under wraps for 8 years now. Yes, it's real.
Is that a tweet?
Yes.
What were the comments to that?
Oh, there's Lance. There are the quote tweets.
Just give us a few.
2019 quote tweets. Here are a few. So we've now reached a point where journalists brag about censoring news until it's no longer inconvenient for them to publish
it.
Which is my big takeaway here, by the way. You're kind of telling on yourself.
When he was our coach, I'm going to cover it up for him.
Yeah.
But now he's not our coach. Here you go. Here's him flipping a bird.
One guy said, my six-year-old saw this photo. Now he's hooked on heroin. Thank you for tweeting it. Some guy from down in Louisiana says, I'm glad Mr. Kelly's middle finger works. He'll need it on I-10 and I-12. Josh says, if anything, this will make LSU fans love him more. Thanks.
That was our timeline this morning when we were talking about it. They were like, is there a fan base that's going to embrace a guy who flips the bird more?
T-Bob Hebert. That's my coach.
Yeah. Absolutely. What a dummy. Welcome to the SEC.
It's ridiculous.
Hey, by the way, Brian Kelly's going to see a lot of those walking past the student section in Tuscaloosa and Auburn.
I'll let him lose a few games at Tiger Stadium and he'll see it from his old fans.
He'll see it from that 80-year-old grandmother that moons the visiting teams at Tiger Stadium.
No doubt.
Please, give me a break. Yeah, that's why Notre Dame's not in a conference.
The photographer at the South Bend Tribune?
They're soft. They're soft.
I love the guy. He thought he had the ultimate gotcha photo. People are just roasting this guy on Twitter now.
Yeah, I mean, really, his boss should come to him and say, listen, how many other photos you're fired?
Yeah.
How many other photos you're holding back?
If you thought this was damning to the coach, why were you sitting on it? Your job should be to publish this.
Yeah, I should know that you have a photo you think is newsworthy.
Now I'm going to tell you, you're going to look like an idiot thinking this is a damning photo.
You can get a picture on any sideline on any Saturday of that.
Oh, well, yeah. It's ridiculous.
Yep.
I mean, thank God they don't have audio.
Must have been a boring game. Was it 2013 Navy Notre Dame?
Yeah. Yeah, that's the photo. Do you guys, you guys remember the reaction to the Bo Davis audio? I can't believe he told to his players like that. Like, you've never even been on a sideline, much less a locker room.
In the SEC, everybody's like, yeah. You saw our timeline that day. Everyone was like, oh, but we need him at Auburn now to get our guys fired up.
Yeah.
Or in Tuscaloosa to get our guys fired up.
Coach O-line in Tuscaloosa.
Yeah. All right. Part of our show today being brought to you by Rockstar's guy, Adam Mestre, who was by the office yesterday. It was good to see Adam. Talk to him about how his business cranked up. Rockstar, tell us more about Adam.
We saw him yesterday. Mestre. Adam is a third-generation realtor born and raised in Birmingham, so he knows the area. You want a guy like Adam to find a house for you? Why rent when you can buy? Thinking of selling your house in the spring? You need to act now because January is one of the busiest months when it comes to listing homes. Call Adam Mestre for a free home evaluation at 205-422-0589 or visit mdrealtyllc.com. At MD Realty, we make house calls.
It was a tight game. 38-34, Notre Dame survived.
Well, that's why he's shooting birds at Tommy Reese. He almost lost the game.
And it really impacted Tommy's life. He and Coach haven't spoken. Oh, wait. It's his athletic director, his offensive coordinator, and he's trying to get Tommy to go with him to Baton Rouge.
On the promise that what?
He'll make him the highest paid offensive coordinator in college football. Yes. So that bird impacted his life. It's a middle finger. Get a life. Back in a moment.
Follow Dunaway on Twitter and Instagram at Jim Dunaway.
Sometimes it's not just losing the weight, but keeping the weight off. I'm Jim Dunaway, and I told you how Weight of Wellness helped save my life. They helped me lose 45 pounds. They got my blood pressure and cholesterol in check. And now they're helping me keep that weight off throughout the football and holiday season. You can see more online at aplanforme.com, aplanforme.com. Every plan is individually designed. No contracts, no sign-up fees, and you get a free consultation. See it all on the website, aplanforme.com. Weight of Wellness, your journey to healthy living.
This is for the men who never settle, the ones who miss the fairway all day and still pull out the big stick, the type of guys who will always prefer to be behind the grill than in front of the camera, and the men who never let their friends forget about a high school nickname. This is the Lodge Mentality. This is Twin Peaks.
Who wants to settle for a single TV? With more TVs, bigger screens, plus our fabulous scenic views, there's more to watch at Twin Peaks.
Hey, Lance Taylor from the Next Round to tell you about our friends at HydroLife Therapy. Boost your immune system today with HydroLife Therapy. IV therapy, B12 injections, cryotherapy, and compression therapy all under one roof. Mention Next Round at checkout. Save 20% off any service at the Birmingham and Tuscaloosa locations. If you're unable to make it to HydroLife, a nurse can actually come to your home or office. You can visit them online today, HydroLifeTherapy.com. HydroLife Therapy open 7 days a week, Homewood 9 to 6 in Tuscaloosa. Tuscaloosa 10 to 6. Hey, Lance Taylor from the Next Round to tell you about our friends at Vulcan Tire and Automotive. Four great locations right here in Birmingham. The next time you need one or a set of new tires, do yourself a favor. Stop by, see the guys at Vulcan Tire and Auto. Locally owned and operated with a wide selection of the top tire brands available. The guys there can get you set and get you safely back out on the road. Again, four locations in Birmingham: Hoover, Moody, Trustful, and Gardendale. For more information, you can always visit them online. Check them out today. VulcanTireandAuto.com.
Banking isn't just about your money, it's about you. It's about getting help with what you need when you need it. AmFirst was founded for members just like you, and they've been putting those members first since 1936. Putting you first means services that grow and change with the times to serve you better. Now, every bank has their own app, But that's just it. It's theirs, not yours. The AmFirst app was made for you, so it's easy to pay bills, deposit checks, or transfer money to friends and family from anywhere. You can even customize the app, which means you can personalize your dashboard, create usage alerts, and redeem points for rewards that will make you feel like the number one priority you are. And you can do it all on your own time. So what are you waiting for? Get the app made for you from AmFirst. Visit any AmFirst location or amfirst.org today. That's amfirst.org. America's first federal credit union, federally insured by the NCUA. The best food with the best sports is at Walk-On Sports Bistro, and they're now hiring for the Stadium Trace location near the Hoover Met. Walk-On's has top pay for experienced kitchen staff, servers, bartenders, bussers, hostesses, and to-go cashiers. And yes, health benefits are available. Go by the new Walk-On's location at Stadium Trace in Hoover and apply today. Hiring is happening on-site 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. This is your chance to join the championship team at Walk-On's Sports Bistro in Hoover.
Hey, if you're looking for a local agent to handle all of your insurance needs, you need to call my good friend James Anthony at the James Anthony Agency, 205-985-7717, Hoover, Birmingham, Northport, and Tuscaloosa. He's been in business over 20 years, the James Anthony Agency. Hey, Lance Taylor from the next round to tell you about our friends at Gutter Cap. Gutter Cap's that patented aluminum cover system that fits over most existing gutters to keep out debris and eliminate that gutter cleaning. It's back with a lifetime warranty, almost 20-year service record right here in Birmingham. Stay off that dangerous ladder forever. 45% off the retail price now if you call guttercapbirmingham.com. Call my good friend Chris Stewart now, 205-823-2212. Cap it, don't snap it, it's Gutter Cap.
This hour of the next round is presented by Excalibur Services, a name you can now trust for all your plumbing needs. Call 205-718-8688 for all your residential HVAC, electrical, and now plumbing needs. Excalibur Services, Alabama License 15214.
She's a good-hearted woman in love with a good time, and man,
does it match?
It sort of sounds like that.
Is this an original by you?
This is original.
What's the name of that song?
That's Debbie. For some reason, I named it Butter Churn.
You know what? When we came
Butter
over,
Butter Churns.
When we left radio, when we left radio to do this, I really thought I would miss the bumper music. That is the one thing I have not even missed. For those that don't know, copyright issues prevent us from using commercial music. So Rockstar has done a ton of originals.
Yeah, but it would be nice if we were able to.
It would be, but I have not even thought one time about it.
Well, what I do miss, not necessarily the bumpers, the fact that we could listen to the new Adele song and comment about it.
Or when we're making fun of an old song, you could bring it up.
Yeah, because we had a fun segment that we did years ago, Rocky, where you would play like the top five songs from different genres on the charts.
Billboard Talk, I could find like the top 10 in South Korea.
Yep. Other things we can't do in just a second, but first, our Precision Sports update brought to you by Precision Sports. We'll give you an update on some injuries for the NFL coming this weekend.
Yes. Are you suffering from that old sports injury that won't go away? Maybe you tweaked a joint. Being a weekend warrior, Precision has 9 locations in the Birmingham metro area to get your life back on track, including the new Southern Orthopedic Sports Medicine Associates location in Jasper. Your health can't wait. Call 855-219-6200 or visit them online. Precision Sports Ortho.
First of all, Baylor in the Big 12 championship game, before we get to NFL, Bohannon hamstring, a little concern for him going into that game for Baylor.
Yeah, backups look pretty good, and not that Bohannon's a great quarterback. It's more about Abram Smith running the football, playing great defense.
Kirby Smart says Kyrus Jackson likely to play for Georgia against Alabama. Of course, Brian Robinson's the big story for Alabama, muscular problems, the way it's officially being called. And we'll see how he's treated up and see if it's a game-time decision, if he's a go on Saturday. In the NFL, some big injuries. Debo Samuel's groin, limited, may not play this weekend for the 49ers. They've been red hot.
Yeah, and I brought up the fact that I think he's one of the most underrated players in the league yesterday. He does everything in Shanahan's offense.
And Randall Cobb, same injury, groin injury, and he has been just tremendous this year when they've needed him in Green Bay.
Good pickup. Valdez-Scantling and now Lazard are going to have to step it up. Obviously, you've still got Devontae Adams.
Great news about Darren Waller. It's only an IT band strain, nothing serious there, so he may be limited this week, but they don't expect him to miss much, if any time at all. And Dalvin Cook, not as bad as expected with his shoulder. At most, he's going to miss 2 weeks. Could not miss anything, depending on how he's treated this week.
Minnesota right in the playoff mix, though. Bad loss this past weekend to San Francisco, but that's a good team.
But back to Waller, everybody in that division is in the thick of it. I mean, that whole division is separated by one game. Yeah. So having him back, it's huge for if they can get him back for the
Raiders.
He's
so big, so it's such a big part of what they do offensively. And we got a good one on Thursday night to kick off the week. We got 7-4 Dallas, 5-6 New Orleans in New Orleans.
Well, nobody's playing for Dallas, though, are they?
To start coaching on Thursday, well, nobody's coaching.
Yeah.
We'll see who's playing.
Well, a lot of people say McCarthy doesn't do that anyway.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity for Kellen Moore there. So that's our Precision Sports injury update there today. Okay, we've talked a little bit about Brian Kelly, and we'll hear from him a little bit coming up just after 12 noon after we talk to Todd Furman. Barrett Jones on the SEC Championship coming up at the top of the hour. Yesterday, Mark Stoops gets the contract extension at Kentucky, which eliminates him from conversation at Oklahoma. Where is Oklahoma's search right now? Mario Cristobal is a name I'm seeing talked about in Norman right now. If he's a guy that you believe one day wants to be back in the SEC, is Oklahoma a big enough job to get him back to the SEC?
Seems like a weird fit.
Look,
I believe Utah's the best team in the Pac-12. I've got a feeling, though, that Mario Cristobal's about to win another Pac-12 championship. They're only a 3-point underdog on Friday night. I think they're probably going to win that game for whatever reason in the rematch.
To close the gap, as bad as Utah beat them down, you think Oregon's got a chance this week? Wow.
I think Oregon probably wins this game.
Yeah.
With that said, I don't know the love for Mario Cristobal. I think he's a good coach. I don't think he's a great coach.
I'm with Lance on this one.
But I think Oklahoma's in a bad spot, Brown. I don't know who you actually go out and get.
So there was some story. I didn't have the energy to dig deep enough into Twitter to figure it out. But Brent Venables, have you seen this? Brent Venables and Dabo Swinney were at a school, I think it was in Kansas, to visit a player that they were recruiting, right? And they have a photo with the player, Dabo, the head coach, the principal, and Brent Venables. And Venables is on the end, and he's got his arm around the guy, and the other arm's hanging down, the arm with his watch on it. And supposedly there's these reports that he was in Norman at a certain time, so all these fans zoomed in on his watch. And they said the school was covering for him or something. There was like some sort of conspiracy based on what time was on his actual watch in this photo. I don't know why Venables would be lying about it. He's an assistant coach.
Yeah. A lot more fun would be if it was an Apple Watch and they zoomed in. It was like a call coming in from Castiglione.
Do you roll the dice with Venables, though, over Cristobal?
If I could get Cristobal, I think I would get him for the recruiting. Venables, I don't know what kind of head coach he's going to be.
He's got to be a good recruiter, though, right? He's been with Dabo.
I would think with Clemson, yeah.
Interesting. Interesting where Oklahoma goes. Right now, Oklahoma, Notre Dame are the big jobs that are out there looking and searching. We'll see if Miami comes open, but according to reports, Manny Diaz is going to keep his job. Basketball tonight down at Bartow, ETSU, East Tennessee State and UAB, 6:30 down there. Auburn tonight, good team. UCF's in town. This is when I wish Auburn Arena was about an hour and 10 minutes closer to where we are than where it is.
Right.
Because I'd go watch this game tonight, UCF and Auburn.
That would make it Sylacauga Arena.
Yeah, it would. But 7 o'clock tonight down at Auburn Arena, if you are down in the area and want to go to that. You know,
Auburn, can go early and go to Acre again.
This Auburn team, man, I can't do it.
It'd be worth a try.
I mean, it is such good food. I eat too much. This Auburn team's doing this without Alan Flanagan, who's not back from the Achilles injury, still targeting mid of this month. But Bruce Pearl yesterday hinted it may just be a little bit later, but they expect to have him back for SEC and tournament play. And this team is really good, and they don't even have Alan Flanagan. It's going to be a beast when they get Flanagan back.
I forgot who it was, but it was a college basketball well-respected analyst said when they're hitting on all cylinders this year, they've got a really good opportunity of being back in a Final Four 3 years removed.
Yeah.
Jabari Smith is the SEC Freshman of the Week, and that guy's a stud. Real deal.
I mean, there's a couple of guys in the mix, but some people believe he will be the top SEC guy in the NBA draft.
But let me tell you.
Highest taken SEC player.
Yeah, I watched him the other night, though, and Kessler's going to be a handful for a lot of teams. Walker Kessler changes the game for Auburn. He may not be their best player.
To get a North Carolina guy like that, I mean, that's impressive. But, I mean, he's a legit 6'11", 7 feet.
And he's an eraser on the inside.
Samford wins last night. Bucky's got them 6-1. Right now, Alabama doesn't play again until they get Gonzaga, number 3 in the country, 7 o'clock out in Seattle coming up this Saturday night. So that's your basketball update. Can't wait to talk to Barry coming up here. Part of our show today being brought to you by the great folks at Greystone Chiropractic.
Greystone Chiropractic, Jimmy D, is the place I went to try to get my golf swing looking good, and Lee Goldenberg just got me looking good. Don't you agree?
I agree.
I look a lot better. You got that spine aligned, which gets the nervous system properly aligned, which affects every cell, tissue, and organ in your body. Go see Dr. Lee Goldenberg at Greystone Chiropractic. Tell him Brownie said you can help my golf swing and get my back straight. Enjoy a healthier life today. GreystoneChiropractor.com, 205-981-8090. GreystoneChiropractor.com, 205-981-8090.
Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Have you ever watched that show?
I do not like it. I've seen it 4 or 5 times. We had on the blonde chick. I forgot her name. She was on years ago. I just personally don't find it funny.
Starts year 15 tonight. Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
A lot of people do find it funny, though.
On FXX.
I never have seen an episode. I do love Danny DeVito. I think he's supposed to be the one who makes
awesome.
The show, but I've never seen it. I know it's supposed to be really, really good. Never give it a try.
Who was the blonde, though, that we had on from the show?
Ooh.
The blonde actress. I know who you're talking about.
We had her on.
I don't remember.
I've watched one or two episodes, and it seemed like one of them was funny and one of them was really weird.
They make they're showing during games, they're showing some promos for it during one of the, I think it might be the Fox NFL games.
Right.
And I tell you what, man, their promos make it look like a heck of a funny show.
Yeah, a lot of improv in it, I'm told.
I like that.
Yeah, all right. When we come back, Barrett talks SEC championship in Atlanta. We'll do that next on the next round.
Follow the Next Round on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Next Round Live.